Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so just posted the call-in number. I know it was kind of late notice, but as soon as we get some people calling in here, we'll talk just a few minutes about, whatever we want. We'll talk about the blockbuster that went down or the new people in the league or anything like that is agreeable. Me as the host here, we can talk about whatever we want. We can talk about keeper lists. We can talk about whatever we want. Well, the Oscars are going on right now. We can talk about that. Give some time. I just posted it. No problem. I'll go ahead and bring in our first caller. All right. Who's this?
This is Steve. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Nothing much.
You?
Nothing much. Who do we got on here so far?
Oh, it's just me and you right now. I just posted it like a minute before 10:30. So,
yeah.
I assume guys will be coming on. As you can see, I just posted it to the page. So far it's just me and you. But I'm sure people will be calling in as we go on. We can talk about, I was going to say you and I have had a couple of deals this off season. How do you feel about where you stand like right now with your list?
I feel more comfortable than I did at the beginning of the off season. I like getting to know from you, and then I got Kluber from Powell. So those were two trades I liked. I acquired a couple of closers. I was having closer problems for sure. Like, since I traded for Storen, I'm kind of pissed off that I traded Odor to Jimmy for Brad Boxford. I would not have done that.
Why is that?
Yeah. I would not have
done
that.
Were you just okay with one?
I think so, yeah. I'm okay with one and hope that I can luck into a setup guy becoming a closer.
Right.
Or if I'm in contention, I just get a closer as part of a dumb trade. But what's going to kill me is these lock keepers I got. I got to keep Kershaw
a couple,
at 46. Yeah, I got to keep Kershaw at 46, which I'm really not too upset about. But
you should be upset, but the talent, certainly not.
Right. I mean, I think in the draft he goes for 40 to 45 around
there. Yeah.
But in a normal world, I'm not going to pay that much for a pitcher. So.
No, probably not. But when you're striking out 300, you basically have two pitchers and, you know, you get like 22 wins and 300 strikeouts. That's basically two pitchers right there. It's one way
right,
to look at it.
Exactly.
I mean, he's that good.
With him and Kluber, that's...
That's true, yeah.
Well, that's a good 500.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, the strikeouts there are going to be ridiculous. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm happier with my list than I was, but we'll see if I can overcome these lock keepers. That's kind of the main question. I got Howie Kendrick at 19.
Yeah.
He's a respectable second baseman. Derek North at 13. I don't think that's awful, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Norris. Yeah, I kind of liked him, even as a, you know, even in San Diego, I kind of liked him for his bat. But you know, once you get through, see, maybe Clifford will take the job from some old submariner Ziegler, and then you might not have to keep Kershaw. Or maybe, I don't know if you would do that anyway.
Oh, I would keep Clifford over Kershaw
if he closes,
he's getting kept over Kershaw.
Yeah.
But I don't expect that to happen. So we'll see.
Right. Oh gosh, it's probably not unless Ziegler, who's like 55 years old, finally starts to break down a little bit, but. Yeah, I might run into some problems there. I just think we've talked about this before, but I honestly believe, and as I was telling you this in negotiations, I honestly believe that having two closers is going to be a huge bonus. I mean, that's just a huge – I mean, if you're going to compete in that category, usually you can luck yourself into, you know, an eighth inning guy getting a job here and there, but it's just the fact that we have 20 teams. Who are all, probably at least half of them who are also trying to do the same thing, who are also trying to get a closer or another one. So I just think it's very valuable to just go in with how many are being kept, just to go in with two and to not have to worry about it. You know, just have, you know, you got two good guys, you know, Boxberger's locked in. I mean, I would say Storen is basically, like, they're not going to trade for Storen, a veteran like that, and not put him in the role. I mean, he's going to close and on a good team. So I'm not as high on Odor as other people are. I mean, I think he's good. Don't get me wrong, but we had this whole conversation about Odor and Forsythe and stuff. And I think he's good and he's young and he's going to get better, but he's $11, and I'd rather have a closer than an $11 middle infielder. So,
Boxberger is 13, though, so it's not like he's super cheap.
Yeah, right.
What I would like to do is, like, package him and another guy for a cheaper closer or something.
I looked into that a little bit because I had Giles, and Giles is 12 or 13, and I looked into that exact same thing you just said. And yeah, there's not a lot of $6 closers, and the people who have them, you know, they like to keep them. But I don't know, you might be able to strike up something with someone at some point over that. I don't know. people have been, you know, kind of weird about you know, with just all the closers being kept, people have been kind of weird about trading them and stuff. But, you know, talk to Susie. He's got, I think he's still got three. I think he said he wants to dump another one too. So he might be a potential trade partner.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I think you're going to see closers going for easily $20-$25 in the draft.
Oh, again. Well, right. Yeah, I mean that might very well happen just because of what's left. It's just the basic principle of like position scarcity. I mean, same thing with like third baseman. It's like if you don't have a third baseman, you're gonna be overpaying. Like last year with like Micah Johnson and other people, like people, you know, end up just paying more because that's, you know, that's like all that's left, and they're hoping that, you know, he breaks out and stuff. And I just think, you know, there's just certain positions and certain statistics. You have to kind of play the numbers and let other people make the big payments on it and try and acquire that before the draft, if possible.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of surprised. No, I don't know if anyone else has seen this call number. Like I said, I just put it in right at the last second. Haven't seen anyone else call in yet. I'm going to post it again on here. Just so everyone.
Yeah.
Zach, I mean, there were like five people who were asking him for it. So I was like, all right, I'll just throw it up there. All the Oscars are going and we can just chat
right,
a little
Snyder
bit.
Was,
I know. I want to get Dan in here and I want to get Susie in here to talk about, you know, do you know who the new guy is coming into the league?
I would assume it's Powell's brother.
Yeah, that's what Ryan told me. Yeah. So maybe, you know, if Powell gets on here, maybe his brother could call in. Maybe his brother could call in and we could talk to him a little bit about being in the league. And, you know, I haven't even looked at Shell's list. I wonder if he's even getting anyone any good, you know? Like, I think he has Mookie Betts. I know that.
He's got Mookie Betts, Patrick Corbin with six.
Mm-hmm. Who else do we got here?
Josh Hamilton, $6.
Starling. Yeah, he won't keep Hamilton, but he will keep Starling Marte and Lance McCullers.
McCullers,
and, unless, I mean, Osuna, if he was the closer, but I don't think he will be. And then I don't know if Justin Turner is starting in Los Angeles, but if he was, then that could actually be a pretty good keep too. And I don't know. He's got, I don't know, maybe four or five. They're pretty decent with, you know, with Mookie being his best one. That's a really good keeper. And Marte is really good at 21, I think. And Lance McCullers. I mean, he's got some good guys. I mean, it's not really deep, but he's got a couple top guys at the top that he can definitely, I think, get to keep at least four. Actually, you know what? For new guys, I don't think it is that way. I think they're allowed to not keep the four. So I think there's like a different rule for them. I could be wrong. I'd have to get Susie in here to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either, but it's really not a bad list. Like, you could do a lot worse for your first
Oh, absolutely. That's what I did. Golly, well, actually, my first year, I had an expansion draft, and I didn't get to, you know, I didn't inherit anyone's roster, because, like, I think that was the first year they increased the league size, and so they had an expansion draft.
I think we came in the same year. 2010 was my first year.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. Actually, I have it somewhere. But, yeah, so I had to do that expansion draft. And I remember I took Prince Fielder at $35 and Derek Jeter at, like, $25. And that was, like, the very year they both had, like, their – I mean, Prince Fielder hit, like, 40-something and 150 RBIs, like, the year before. And the next year he hit, like, 260 with, like, 24 home runs. Like, he just didn't do jack. I think I got like eighth or ninth or something like that my first year. I just didn't know what I was doing. And golly. Well, let me see. I'm gonna post. Man, I can see a bunch of the league online. But I'm gonna post it again just to make sure that everyone sees it, because a lot of other people are posting. So, because actually this will stop in like 12 minutes, and then no one can actually call in after the 12 minutes. You get like another 15 minutes after the live version is done. But
okay.
But you know, there's only 12 minutes for everyone to call in. Hang on a second.
I mean, I'm seeing a lot of these guys online. I mean, Larry Paul are much the Oscars. Susie's online. I figured he would come on. Where's Dan? Is he on?
It was over, and you can't call it. Okay. Everyone? Oh, my wife is watching the Oscars. Okay, let's see. I just posted it again. You made a comment earlier. You are not watching the Oscars, is that right?
No, I have it on in the background. Yeah, I don't really care too much.
I usually don't either. I'm only doing it just because I was hanging out with my wife, but in reality, I don't really care that much either. Okay.
How do you feel about your team going into the season?
Well, due to contrary belief from mostly just Jimmy, he's told me repeatedly that I shouldn't be happy about my list and my list sucks, and he keeps telling me I should hate my list. I actually really, really like it. At the beginning of the season, I started at like $135 for all my keepers. I had, you know, eight guys, $135. It was really expensive. And now I've got $4, $6 hitters and a $7 hitter. So right now I'm at $78 for eight guys, and I've got six hitters and two closers. So I'm kind of going back to like my old like keeper list, where I try to get, you know, obviously everyone wants to be as cheap as possible.
Right.
But yeah, you know, but like I'm going for more guys that I think are pretty well-rounded and guys who can give me some speed. So, yeah, I've got a ton of speed. I've got D. Gordon and DeShields and Billy Burns. And then Duffy, Forsyth, and Peralta are all, you know, almost all had anywhere from 9 to 13 steals last year. So I have everyone on my team runs. So I'm hoping that I don't have to worry about that at all, and I can just get a bunch of mashers, even with low batting averages, in the draft. And I need to get some starting pitching, obviously, because I've only got two closers. But all I have to worry about is starting pitching and power from here on out. So I don't have to worry about the two other categories. So I really like my team, and I have three outfielders, which I love. I hate – last year I got crushed on outfield. I just didn't – think about it, and I ended up with like some just really, really terrible players, a lot of holes. So yeah, so anyway, I hope this year, I hope I can everyone stays healthy like they did last year. And I really like, you know, the positions. I have a third baseman, I have two closers, I've got a lot of speed, and I still have some power. I mean, obviously I've got, you know, Forsyth and Peralta could hit 15 to 20, and all the rest of my Duffy could hit maybe 10 or 12, but the rest of my guys are, you know, between 2 and 5 maybe, but that's what you get when you get a lot of speed. So I like my list going forward. We'll see.
I like it too. You're deep. And are you keeping Rich Hill?
Him and Maeda are my ninth and 10th guys. Well, that's not exactly true. I'm actually considering, I've been toying around with this, considering keeping Encarnacion, because that's just, you know, I think $30 for someone like that, it's like a top 15, top 20 hitter, or just player, really, is actually pretty good price for him. he might only give me like between $5 and $8 of value, like in the draft, but just locking in like 35 plus home runs, you know, and just getting that power that I don't have would actually be really nice. It makes me more expensive, and then I'd have to drop, you know, probably drop Forsyth out of that starting eight. But then it's like, gosh, I traded a closer for Forsyth, so I kind of feel like I need to keep him. I'm considering that, but yeah, I have Rich Hill, who I really like. Most people probably wouldn't be that high on him, but I'd say he'd go for around six in the draft. And Maeda could be if Maeda just like crushes it in camp, I mean, he could be another consideration too. So I feel like I have three legit, you know, 9, 10, and 11 guys that I would be completely fine keeping. And this is basically exactly where I wanted to be: cheap and deep with a lot of speed and a lot of hitting and two closers. So I feel like I'm completely done now. Once I made that deal with you for DeShields, I feel like I've kind of reached the end. So
yeah, no, you've definitely got one of the better lists in the league, I think. And I haven't even, I forget what Jimmy's list is. I'm looking at it now.
I'll bring in our next caller. I'm not sure who this is.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dan.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going, Phil?
Yeah, I rated this episode. I rated it R, so that's why it says explicit. there's just options. You can do public, general, or PG-13 or R. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to go with R this time, just to mix it up. And then I just saw you post on there.
That's funny. Pretty funny.
Dan, we were just talking about each other's list a little bit, since there's only two of us and there was really nothing else to talk about. But
sure.
Nitz, you were just talking about we were talking about Jimmy's, because you know Jimmy hates my list and me as a fantasy player. But
to be fair, he hates pretty much everyone's list and everyone's players besides his own.
Yeah, that's how that usually goes. But his list. He's got a decent list. I don't have it in front of me. You have it in front of you?
Yeah, he's got a good list. Cody Allen, Jury Familia, Grichuk at six is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Odor at 11, mm-hmm. Tommy Pham at six, Kevin Pillar at six.
He doesn't have a... He has Arrieta now at 11, but he no longer has Odor or Pillar.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
This is an updated then. He's got some lock keepers too.
He's got one. He's got Glass now, who's
and then
obviously just dead
weight.
And Cueto,
Yeah,
Cueto at 22, I don't think is too bad.
It's not. It's not like probably a guy he would normally keep, but you know, in San Francisco, I mean, I think if he gets the Cueto from a year or two ago, maybe, but not the Cueto from Kansas City last year. You better hope not.
Yeah.
He was awful, Kansas City. I mean, awful. And that's like a pitcher's dream in a pitcher's park with like the best defense in the world, and he still did terrible. So I wouldn't exactly say he's going to return to all-star form just yet.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely a risk. You'd think Glasnow would be up at some point this year, maybe June. So
maybe.
I mean, that's not an awful keep, but when you keep prospects, keeping these prospects never seems to pan out most of the time, I would say. I mean, it panned out when Jared got Trout and Harper and kept them, but other than that,
that's kind of how I feel too. So let's see. So anyway, we'll see. I mean, it's hang on a second. Dan, how do you feel about your list now after this trade? Presuming this trade goes through.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't even for sure keeping Harrison, and I'm not even for sure keeping Paulson. So it wasn't really – I just liked the idea that I just think Paulson has a little bit more upside than what Harrison does. I know Harrison had a really good year a couple years ago. I don't know. I just don't see that happening again, especially with the home runs that he hit from a couple years ago. So, I mean, I see him maybe hitting like 8, maybe 10 home runs and, you know, a dozen steals, something like that for Harrison. And he's going to be batting leadoff, so he's not going to drive in very many. He'll probably hit for an okay average. So for $11, I mean, I think that's probably about what he would go for in the draft, right around there. But I do think Paulson, you know, just being a first baseman at Coors Field, I think he's got a chance to hit 15 to 20 home runs if he gets a full season's worth of at-bats. Although he probably won't hit a whole lot versus lefties. So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think Paulson could possibly give me more. I think he's got a lot better chance of providing plus value than Harrison did. So,
and Harrison was $11, is that right?
Correct, yeah, and Paulson's six. And Paulson also does have, I don't know if it showed it, but he has outfield eligibility. So
yeah,
that
he
was,
does.
I probably wouldn't have done it if it weren't for that, because I already have two, I'm already keeping two first basemen, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I usually try and stay away from platoons as much as possible. I mean, I think he can hit, though, a little bit. I don't know if I would keep him. But if you – and you said you're not even 100% sure, but I guess, you know, kind of same thing with Powell. I think both of you might be in a situation where you might not keep either of the guys you traded. But maybe you do. Maybe
right.
Injuries, or maybe that's, you know, the tail end of your list. But it's also possible that you might not. Let's bring in our next
another thing.
Who's this?
Zach here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Sorry, I was watching Leo give his acceptance speech.
Right, yeah, I was got that in the background as well. We got 45 seconds if anyone's listening to call in. 35 seconds.
Who's all on?
We got Dan and we got Nitz, and then Susie is on as well, but he's not here right this second, but he did call in, so he'll be joining us here in just a moment. I'm surprised Laird didn't call in, or I guess he's pretty deep into the Oscars, I would imagine.
Doesn't he run like a fantasy league or something?
Yeah, he's got some fantasy movie league, so. I thought maybe they would at least call in and just be on the line. But the stream is over. Okay, well, Nizak, do you want to tell us a little bit about tell us a little bit about how you feel with – we were just talking about our list. That's all we were talking about. So just like where you feel with your list now and – you know, what your money's at and kind of how you feel about, you know, the draft going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it kind of sucks that the Rangers signed Ian Desmond. I thought I was maybe going to luck into a kind of a lottery card with Joey Gallo, maybe starting left field. Obviously, he could have had 300 strikeouts and then get set down to the minors. But his power has been a nice, interesting wrinkle that I could have lucked into. I thought for maybe a few days it was going to happen there, but now it seems like that's probably a dead idea. He still might come up with Beltre gets hurt, but I don't see myself keeping him. So realistically, maybe looking at them and going into the draft with only seven keepers, off the top of my head, I haven't not seen in a while. But seven keepers, and I feel comfortable on that. I'm glad that I'm now with Dexter Fowler being signed to Cubs. I'm glad I traded Jorge Soler, but it also makes, you know, Kyle Schwarber a little bit interested in how it plays out. So having Machado and Pereira at the top and then having Carrasco as my ace in the guard, I'm still happy with what my list is. I still think I have enough money to go into the draft and do some things. And then it seems like I'm going to be choked out. So hopefully if I make a few picks early before I pass out on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I think some people, Jimmy, of course, has said, oh, he's done so bad. I mean, Jimmy said that about every single person. You know, he thinks my list is just complete trash and I have nothing, and which is why he literally told me to bet him between $250 and $500 over 8 times within 24 hours. But obviously, I'm just not that interested right now. I never bet like that pre-season. But I think you have obviously a top 5 list, and I think you still got some cash left too, so I think you got a pretty good list going into the draft. Susie, you're in here, right? I unmuted him. I don't know if he's here though. Susie, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So who ended up winning? Did you beat Laird here in this little Oscars bet you guys had, or did this he owe you money, or do you owe him money?
What usually happens when I and Laird are involved in a draft situation? Who usually takes the upper hand in that situation?
Yeah. Well,
history follows its precedence, and, and I'm taking money away and Laird is taking nothing. So that's the way these things happen.
Laird is taking nothing. So he has not paid his entry fee, but he's just going to pay you more. You know, including
he runs a year long movie league, and I won it. And instead of paying me the entry fee, he's going to pay me my winnings and the entry fee at the same time, rather than, you know, because it's really hard in this age of technology to make multiple payments.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
I thought about that. Yeah, I was thinking it would be pretty difficult to log into PayPal and send 50. So I'm glad that it's been, you know, put off to the last second. So that's been good.
Yeah.
He wasn't really one I was worried about, though. I mean, so Shell is out. I mean, that's pretty groundbreaking. He's been in the league a long time, right?
Yeah, I was trying to think about it today. I think it's at least a decade.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure how long it's been, but it's been a while, because I was thinking that he's been in drafts prior to when they were at my house, and I've been in my house now for over a decade. So it's got to be at probably 11 or 12 years in the league. So yeah, it was a while. He was one of the senior members of the group, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
He kind of popped up in out of thin air today, and Facebook messaged me and said he was going to try to hang on for one more year, but he just didn't think he was going to have the time required to be competitive, and that was the reasoning behind it. So yep.
Mm.
So the newcomer has been accepted into the fold. Ryan Powell's brother will be taking the spot. Apparently, there's going to be a combination effort. I don't know how much, if anything, has been discussed about this at this point, but he is going to have a partner in this endeavor. So I have both of their names. I have not put them into the system yet or unveiled them to the league for fear of Garrett trying to devour them both. But
is
so,
his first
but,
name Brad?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and add him right now
so
I can get Mookie Betts on my team.
Yeah. So that's one of those things that we will have to take care of. And then in the next couple of days, we will decide on what needs to happen with the other financial delinquent. So
they have until... Not tomorrow, like tomorrow at midnight, right?
They have until Tuesday at midnight because it's a leap year. Tomorrow is the last day of February. The deadline is March 1st. So they do have until Tuesday at midnight. One of the people on the list told me that they put the money in the mail on Friday. So they at least told me what their plan was for payment. So worst case scenario, they may be a day late and may lose $5 of their free agency acquisition budget. The other person... has not told me anything in regards to his plan to pay. So if I don't hear anything by March 1st from him, he will be removed from the league. So that's where we're at on that.
I'm assuming the other person you're referring to, Seuss, this is Steve, is Shore.
The other person is indeed Shore. That is correct. Ivan gave me his timeline of events for today. So he is at least okay to just experience a minor penalty for not meeting the date deadline. But if Shore continues to play games and not tell me what's going on, and if I don't have money in my account at 12:01 on Wednesday morning, he will be removed from the league, and someone else will be joining our merry band of idiots.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I was surprised you let Shore back into the league after he took so long to pay 2 years ago. I was surprised
you
let him back then.
It's one of the things that, like, until 2 years ago, I had never been burnt. It sometimes it took people a while, but I was never really kind of like, I need to be a hard ass about this. But when I actually had to pay out money for someone, but that's enough is enough. I mean, this is my least, like I've said a million times before, is absolutely my least favorite thing about running this league, is chasing down people's money. So, I mean, the least you can do in that situation is at least explain yourself if you're not going to pay on time. So that hasn't happened, and it's irritating, and I don't particularly enjoy being a hard ass about these types of things. I enjoy being a hard ass, but not about these types of things.
Yeah.
So it's like it's just annoying, and I'm done with it. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. So that's the way it's got to be.
If he's out, does that mean Dan's trades are also vetoed?
Dan, I told Dan when he made that trade that there was a possibility that his trade would be revoked, and I told him to be extremely careful moving anybody he acquired in that trade, and he acknowledged that and said that was fine. So that would it would be double rollback. The one from today would be rolled back, and then we would roll back one more with the trade that he had made previously.
You cannot take Ben Paulson away from me. That would be a devastating blow that I could not come back from that.
Well, I mean, I know that's difficult, and I feel badly for you that would, I mean, basically cause you to, you know, go back to the drawing board. The one solace that I can reward you with in this situation is we'll know soon, so you'll have some time to try to compensate for the crushing blow.
Oh my gosh. yeah, well, we're looking forward to, you know, Powell's brother. I talked to Powell about this months ago, and he said that if Shore or anyone else quit the league, his brother really wants to be in it. So that
right.
kind of is nice. I mean, you know, Shell, I mean, that's fine. You know, he doesn't have the time for it, and that's totally cool. I think it's better that he just went ahead and left so that someone who probably does have more time and really wants to do it will be just more involved. So I think that worked out pretty well.
I mean, he's always been a fairly solid participant in the league, but I've noticed over the last couple of years that his level of energy expended towards it hasn't been quite as much as it once was. So, I'm not that I want to see anybody that's been in the league a long time just leave. And I enjoy Shell as a person, despite all the silly jokes and stuff about him being a drunken idiot and things like that.
And the giant hand.
Right. So if that's the way it has to be, I'm glad we're getting somebody who's actually excited about being in the league and, you know, trying to eliminate the people that don't really put in much energy. And if you're bad at this, that's fine. But as long as you're playing, I mean, that's, you know, and making an effort. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's whatever. We'll just kind of wait and see with Buzz. I mean, me and Dan know him personally. I mean, we were teammates with him, and sometimes I'm like, golly, like, you know, he's, I guess, a friend or whatever, but he is just, like, non-existent. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But
well,
I texted him today and just said, hey, any chance that you're going to be able to, you know, pay Seuss today? And he said, I could, but that wouldn't fit my character, was his exact reply.
Okay. No, I'm fully expecting to see it at like 11:59. I'm expecting him to pull a shellish type maneuver here. That's what I'm expecting.
So shellish.
I mean, it's that's shellish. That. Yeah. So that's what. I mean, there. It's funny because with Shell leaving, he's the originator of me becoming Iron Fist, to be completely honest with you. So he is the person responsible for that type of behavior over the last couple of years because he started all of this.
He always.
So
yeah.
So I fully expect it to be right down to the last minute on it because when he put in that he had paid you for his portion of the MLB package, it's like, oh, come on, what the shit? You know, I'm like, come on, dude, seriously?
That's pretty
funny. You know,
yeah, that's funny. That's rich. Well,
but I do kind of enjoy him holding Dan over a barrel here, so that is kind of fun.
Hey, like I said, I have all of his golf clubs right now. So if he didn't pony up, I may hang on to him and just sell him or something. I don't know.
Well,
it's a pretty nice set too.
If he somehow ends up leaving the league and for whatever reason we don't get someone to fill his roster, that could get interesting as well, because I'd like to see Nolan Arenado back in the player pool.
Oh, of course. And I'd like to watch someone else pay $64 for him.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that.
I'll sign up.
So. Well, we are down to only a minute left. Are you guys interested in, you know, moving forward or, you know, with another show, or are you guys packing it up for the night?
I will. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna.
Yeah, if you throw another one up, I'll go in. But
okay, I have another one up on our other account, on our me and your podcast account. So I'm gonna go ahead and post that info now because this one's about to close within about 30 seconds. So I'll go ahead and post that and get the call back in. Yeah, it's starting right now, actually.